ninth parak of Sacha Mishnah, we're continuing halachas of mixtures, confusion, and loss of Korban Pesach, how to get out of the status that arise. Kabbalah Shavuot Pesach, you have a group of people that lost their Korban Pesach. So Amr Le'echad, Seyu Bakish Shechot Aleinu. They told one of the members, I think the five members of this group, they said, Ruvain, please go and find a Korban for us and shecht it for us. Halach Hamotu V'Shochet. He bought a Korban Pesach and he shechted it. They, for some reason, didn't rely on him, and Hem Shachat Loku. The other four also bought a Korban Pesach, and they also brought it. So, which is the real Korban Pesach? Im Shalosh Nishchad Rishon Hu Echol Nishaloi Vehem Akhlim Imoi Nishaloi. If he shechted first, since he was appointed as a Shliach, his Shechita worked for all of them, and therefore his Shechita is a Korban Pesach for all of them, and their Korban Pesach is nothing. Im Shalhem Nishchad Rishon, if they shechted it first, so basically what comes out is, what he shechted for himself remains his. What they shechted for themselves, is as if they basically are saying we are separating ourselves from Ashutzis New York Korban. They have four Chalokim which they are Korban. He never separated himself from his Korban to speak his entire Korban that he shefted. Then if they don't know which was shefted first, then now we're in trouble. Who's going to eat from what Korban? He can't eat from his. The truth is, he can eat from his Mamonoshech. If they don't know if they should eat from his, he eats from theirs. He could eat from his because Manoshech. If he's shechted for all of them, he gets a portion. If he's shechted only for himself, the other gets a portion. But he can't, they can't eat with him because maybe the shech is the second animal. And their animal also has to be burned. Why has it to be beis ha-treifa? Because we're not sure if they are, which carbon they're entitled to. So, they, maybe the korban they shechted for themselves is the non-tzadik to shecht, and therefore it has to be burned. Uktur melasa pesach sheni, they do not have to make a pesach sheni because they did bring the korban just for technical reasons, they weren't able to eat it. And the halacha is, if the korban is brought in a fashion that at the time you brought it, you will not be able to eat it, then it's a possible korban. But if you could have eaten it, just the technical things that you think got mixed up, then it's a kosher korban. Amalehem. He told them, "Im echalti tzuv shuach to alai." He now complicated things more. And he says that I'm going to come late, shecht from me. So basically, they made him a shliach, but he put a condition in that if you shecht before me, then I want to be on your korban and evacuate my korban. In which case, if we're going to have tzeikis, we have there's a topic on him also. Where is he shayach to? In the first case, he's definitely shayach to the korban he shechted. The halakam up to the shuach of aim to the shuach. He shefted and they shefted. Im shalahem koyg nishchad rishon, ein moichel mishalahem moichel mimoy. He made a condition that if you shef first, when he's part of yours, so everybody shefts from this, and his goes to waste. Im shalah nishchad rishon, if his shefted first, moichel mishalah, vein echel mishalahem. He to them, and they eat theirs. Why do they eat theirs? Because they made a condition, I guess, that if he shefted first, then even if he shefted first, that if they, basically what happened over here is he said that if I sheft first, good, but they definitely want to sheft their own one, so they can eat their own. Maybe you do it in initial vision. They forgot who was shefted first, so they don't know. So hey, Muslim Mishalahem. Here's a reverse of the previous case. Here is they definitely are shefting a Korban Pesach, and he said that if I don't beat you, I will be part of yours. So they definitely have a chelik in their Korban Pesach because they didn't make any condition in the Korban Pesach. Whether he was first or not, they have their chelik. But he doesn't know if the one he shefted was a good Korban, because if they shefted first, then he's not entitled to anything from his. He can't eat from theirs because maybe his was shefted first. So this is the exact same thing as the first case, that's the flip side of this. We're talking about this Pesach Sheni. He doesn't have to make a Pesach Sheni. Now, Omer Lehem, V'Omer Lo, here's a complicated case. He said, if I shef first, then everybody should be part of mine. And they said, if we shef first, then everybody should be part of ours. Then, Olechon Kulam in Arishon, if they know which was shefted first, everybody eats from that. And the second one gets burnt. They don't know which was shefted first. Nothing can be eaten. Why? Because maybe they all have to eat from the first korban, Reuben's korban. All have to eat from Shimon Levi Yehuda and Yisachar's korban. if they didn't say anything, and he shepherded his own, and they shepherded his, their own, then they're not claiming there was no responsibility to one another, and we don't care who shepherded it. First, he shepherded his, he didn't.